Volleyball team, and we'll try to send text messages out for updates of this game to those people back at Sterling, so they'll keep you updated on what's going on here.
Haddonfield now going to move from right to left, and now they do control, looking to shoot it inside the 18. Is Haddonfield, and it's kicked out. Sterling on their heels to start this second half. Haddonfield still controlling. Looking to maintain possession around the 18-yard line. They do. And Haddonfield is going to set it up. They send it in.
Another miss hit by the stopper back there.
Tommy Sheehan. You're looking at it in a midfield position right now. We've seen a lot of different looks from Tommy Sheehan in this game, so kind of player you can really put anywhere on the field and would be effective.
He's probably trying to keep Tommy hidden a little bit. Oh, here we go. A little bit of a break here.
It's 1-on-2. Nice shot. Ooh. And off the crossbar. Great shot there by Sterling. Rung right off the combination of the crossbar and the post by Emery Kashik. And the ball is going to go out for a 6-kick, but an absolute rocket by Kashik. And it's going to be a 6-kick for Haddonfield. Just goes to show how quick the counter can be for either of these two teams, really. Tyler Jones playing the midfield position, and sends it over to Eula. Eula sends it up looking for Tommy Sheehan. 1-on-2 against Peace, and Peace wins that battle. And now almost a mistake by Sterling. They are able to keep it in, and deflects off of a Bulldog. That's an Eric callback, and it's going to be a Sterling throw deep inside of Haddonfield territory.
Okay, Tyler Jones now going to take his turn at the long throw.
Jones from about 20 yards out. Sends it right in. Not quite as deep as he probably would have liked. Takes a bounce back, and it's going to be a foul against Tyler Jones. And he and Wyatt Dugan have some words. And that's Wyatt Dugan was the one that got into it with Tyler Blair, this goalkeeper for Sterling at the end of the half. And so we'll keep an eye on that matchup. Peace sends it in, headed out by Paulo Nascimento. Here comes Emery Kashik. Kashik, nice little move. Tries to get away from the Haddonfield defender. He cannot.
Good job crossing the ball.
And looking for Paulo Nascimento, and it's intercepted. John Krause back to Tyler Jones. Jones finds Sheehan. Sheehan controlling, trying to create some space. Tries to get around the defender, and he forces a throw in deep inside Haddonfield territory. But good job there by Tommy Sheehan on the possession for an opportunity here for Sterling.
Okay, once again, here's Jones for his throw.
Howard Jones sends it in. Ooh. Head ball and jumping save by John Baxter. And Haddonfield controls.
Nascimento over to Eula. Back to Nascimento. Trying to work the left side. Good support. That's Eula again. To Tyler Jones. Trying to move left to right to try and get some forward progress here. Ball was out of bounds now. This is going to be Pease again for a long throw from midfield. Headed out by Krause. All right, this is going to be a stoppage here. Eula down. He got kicked in the ankle. So have a stoppage here. Well, they check on, I believe that's Yavit.
An Alvear?
He's limping. He's walking it off. Really like the road jerseys for Sterling, but the numbers are a little bit from a distance. They're hard to read.
Yeah, they are. No doubt about that. So Sterling on the restart will be Tyler Jones. Sends it to the near side looking for Tommy Sheehan, and it's headed out of play. Almost another save by the pretzel guy. And John Krause will send this one in.
Pretzel guy should have went for hot chocolate today.
Probably would have been a better move. Deflects off of Haddonfield and into the seats, and it will be a throw-in. Tyler Jones from about 10, 15 yards past the end line. Jones going to send it in. Jones, head ball, is cleared out. And that's Tommy Sheehan pushing a Haddonfield defender out of the way for the ball, and it's going to be cleared out safely by Haddonfield. Nice give and go for Haddonfield as Luke Peace makes a move, still inside of Sterling territory. Tyler Blair comes out off his line and picks the ball up, and he'll clear everybody out. Punt goes well over midfield, so nice punt there. Obviously, the wind having a lot to do with it. It's going to be a Haddonfield throw on that far side.
It seems like we're settling into the same exact pace as we had in the first half. It's going to be punch, counter punch.
And then you never know what happens if, you know, scoreless going into the an overtime session. Let's cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, we still have a lot of
plenty
time
of time. 33-plus minutes left to go. Kashuk controls. Now Tommy Sheehan making a run. Kashuk tries to send Paulo Nascimento, but coming off the line is Baxter and makes a save. Great crowd on hand today, both for Haddonfield and Sterling. Some alumni in the house this afternoon. And a handball, and that's going to be deep inside of Sterling territory. And here's the restart opportunity you were talking about, Dan.
Okay, this is going to be maybe
about 5 yards off. Yeah, five yards off the 18. And Sterling going to set up a four-man wall right now. They are standing at about a yard or two, and the referee is going to mark them off. And it's a dangerous opportunity for Sterling. Four-man wall set up. Tyler Blair directing it. Haddonfield scatters everybody. Now they're going to send a man down the line. And it goes off of a Sterling defender past the end line. It's going to be a corner kick.
Interesting choice there. I thought they could have had a pretty good strike on goal there.
Absolutely.
From that position.
Wyatt Dugan going to take the corner kick from the far side. Dugan punts it, headed out of the way, and a foul coming out against Haddonfield, and it will be Sterling ball. A breeze kicking in here in the booth. I thought we were sheltered from that, but now I have papers flying everywhere. Sheehan doing work on the near side against Eric Callback. Callback wins that battle. Sterling able to control. Giving it away is Sterling. Back to Colin Setzer. And really, like you said, Dan, a lot of pinball back and forth action here between these two squads. See if we can get a volleyball update for all of you listening at home.
And we just added on another piece of technology that we've been able to get at high school as an encoder for our Channel 19. So you now can watch Channel 19 live on your iPhones and your iPads.
Your iDevices.
As well as other, and that's what I have going on right now. I have the girls' volleyball game. It's early in the first game.
They're playing Lakeland.
Yeah, Lakeland is up 6-4 in game one at the moment.
Their playoff bracket a little bit different from everybody else's brackets. A field of 16. They have a field of 32, and it's statewide. Sterling earning a 5 seed?
It was either 4 or 5.
4 or 5. Yeah. So they will host at least a few more games should they continue to win.
One of the few South Jersey teams in the whole bracket.
3 Haddonfield Bulldogs on Tommy Sheehan right now, and he's able to somehow come up with the ball, but not this time. Colin Setzer takes the ball away from Sheehan. Now looking for Sterling. Coming up the near side is Emery Koshik. Koshik looking for Sheehan. He's got some room. Haddonfield trying to shield the ball. Sheehan takes it over. Sheehan going to the sideline and kicks it out of bounds off of a Haddonfield Bulldog. It would be a corner kick for Sterling. And then you have to think, Dan, that was all Tommy Sheehan on that play.
Yeah, it seems like once or twice a game you'll get a run like that out of Tommy who just kind of weave his way through all the defenders. We'll see what Sterling can do on their set piece from the right corner.
Koshik to
low,
take it.
Low kick.
Yeah, that was a worm burner there, as we call it in the golf industry. However, Sterling still controls. Koshik switching places with John Krause, but it goes off Krause, and now Haddonfield's got numbers the other way, but a nice diving save, or what would have been by Jeff Meyer, but the official calls it the other way.
I think he called a handball after he made the... Now, he might have controlled it on the ground with his left arm.
Koshik and the near official having a nice little chat, explaining it. The official walking away with a smile on his face, and it's just kind of unlucky for Sterling. Again, Tommy Sheehan in control. And Jeff Meyer streaking, but didn't see him. And it's going to go out for a Haddonfield throw-in. Tommy Sheehan trying to get it to deflect off of a Bulldog. He cannot. John Krause sends it back to his back line. It's cleared all the way up. Alviar. Far side looking for Nascimento. It was intercepted by Matt Fell. Getting his first action. First time we've called his name for the day.
Just got a note from our trainer, Mr. Klenk, that if our girls happen to get past their game today, which is going on in Sterling right now and is live on Channel 19 right now, if you care to join us there. But if the girls win, their next game will be against a 12 seed, because a 12 seed just upset the number 5.
Wow.
So, you know, the girls look like they have their hands full right now with Lakeland, but we'll see how that plays out. So I'll try to keep you posted on what's going on here. Now we're back at Sterling. Right now it's 9-8 Lakeland in game one.
Still very early in that game, and technically still kind of early in this game too, as no one's been able to put one in the back of the net. Just under 27 minutes left to go in the second half. Scoreless game here from Haddonfield Memorial High School. Rob Strauss, Dan Farr, bringing you South Jersey Group 2 boys soccer playoff action. Winner of this game will advance to the semifinal round and face either West Deptford, who's a top seed in South Jersey Group 2, or Haddon Heights, the 8th seed. West Deptford took care of Bridgeton 6-0 in the first round. Haddon Heights defeated Deptford 2-1. Sterling beat Pleasantville 4-0, relatively easy fashion. Danny, you got the chance to broadcast that game live. Haddonfield beat Barnegat, the 13th seed, 1-0.
Sterling game was close in the first half, and actually Pleasantville had a couple of good scoring chances that Tyler Blair thwarted. Like that word, thwarted?
Thwarted. Yes. I like that. But it's an SAT word. Yeah, I like it.
Sterling actually took over in the second half and kind of cruised at the end.
Matt Fell making a run now. And Tyler Blair thought about coming off his line to make a play on that, but the Sterling defense took care of it and cleared it out of harm's way. Fell again. Far side, and it's... You can hear the wind on our microphone. It is starting, the wind's starting to pick up, as has been all day. It's great for a really, really nice picturesque atmosphere here as all the leaves are falling onto the field here in the beautiful turf field. Tyler Jones looking for John Alvear. Put a little bit too much on it, and he knows that he's shaking his head, come back the other way, that he had numbers if he put that where it needed to be.
He had numbers and he had time. It seemed like he rushed it and didn't take his time there.
Official getting in the way there. Haddonfield on the far side looking to make a little bit of a run. It's John Alemi. We've called his name a lot. He's playing the right wing position. And almost a foul. Could have been a foul, but against Sterling, and it's going to come out the other way. Peace, cross midfield, serves it up, sends it in. Is it going to stop for that far side, Wyatt Dugan? Dugan gets it to go off a Sterling defender, and it's going to be a, I believe, a corner kick.
A quick update while we have a stoppage here. Sterling now up 13-11 in game one of the girls' volleyball playoff game.
So a slow start for Coach McPherson and the girls. Looks like they're rebounding nicely here in game one. Yay technology.
Yeah, like Dugan. I said, you can do... Oh, here we go. Corner.
Dugan with the corner. Sends it in over the head of Haddonfield. And they're trying to get another throw, and they cannot. And there's another substitution going to be coming in for Sterling. I believe that is Justin Ford going to check in. And also the sophomore, Francis Terry.
Again, with this new technology, with being able to watch his live streaming, you can get that on your iPad, iPhone, just by going to the Sterling website. Scroll down on the right-hand side is a Sterling Channel 19 logo. Click on that, and it walks you right, simple click on whatever your device is, and it pops right up. It's really working well, and it looks great.
Kind of weird to be here doing a game live on the radio and also watching a game live on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. I'm sure it does great for your battery life, but
probably.
But at least we're getting updates.
Yeah.
Terry's looking for Justin Ford, who just checked in the game. That duo has checked in and out together as a tandem throughout the first half. And now it comes back to Terry. Terry, dispossessed there by Haddonfield. And now Haddonfield will send it up. A lot of back and forth between both of these teams. Jones sends it up, looking for Justin Ford and Terry. Ford. And it looks like Sterling having a tough time trying to settle these 50-50 balls here. And Justin Ford, one on two. Peace sends it up to the near side. And it goes out of play. It'll be a Sterling throw-in from about midfield.
I'll tell you what, Rob, we have not had to mention field at all. I was wondering how that was going to affect the game. It really doesn't seem like it's affected them either team either way. They look very comfortable playing on the surface.
I don't think it has either. I thought initially when we first learned that Sterling was going to be playing Haddonfield on this field, that it was going to be a advantage Haddonfield. However, it doesn't really seem that way right now. About as level as you can get in a 4-5 matchup here as we approach the 20-minute mark of this scoreless second half. So again, the winner of this game will move on to face either West Deptford or Haddon Heights. Still no updates from that game just yet. Probably taking place about the same time this game is. If we have any updates, we'll send them over to you. John Krause making a run now. He's been all over the field defensively. Sends it up to Ula. Ula looking for Terry. He's got some space. Terry can't make the first move. And now he's got two men on him. And Haddonfield takes over. Pretty fair, pretty balanced game. So far. Tyler Jones sends it up looking for Terry again, intercepted by Haddonfield and sent back the other way. Back and forth we go in between the 30-yard lines. And
everybody's being very careful. They don't want to make that one mistake.
Waiting for that first.
Good look there. Was not quite enough on the pace of the pass there from wing to wing.
Now here comes Sheehan looking for Terry. And Terry not able to hang on to it. And the goalkeeper, Baxter, comes out and makes a save as we are under 20 minutes left to go in the second half.
Here's Krause again. Ooh, that could have been a call there.
Krause sends it over to Jones. Jones makes one man miss. Now Nine irons it up looking for Terry. A little bit too far. And Haddonfield just okay with letting it go over the end line for a six kick. As a reminder, those of you watching at home, tomorrow, back-to-back Sterling sports action right here on Sterling High School Radio. The Sterling football team in action tomorrow morning. 10:30 start as they travel to Woodbury to take on the Thundering Herd in what is a pivotal game. A lot of pivotal games in South Jersey, especially with we mentioned the PowerPoints in the first half. It's a huge game for everybody involved. A lot of people are going to be watching that game to see where Sterling will be positioned for the playoff run. I'm pretty sure that they've locked up at least a playoff seed. But where they will be, we don't know. 6, 7, or 8 seed they will definitely be, but we don't know exactly where and who they will play against. Top 3 seeds in South Jersey as it stands now in football is going to be Camden, Woodstown, who locked up the division last night, or locked up the number 1 seed last night. And Cinnamons.
They played last night?
They did. They played Shalick last night. The oft-overlooked Thursday night game. Sterling looking to cross now and kicked and cleared out is Haddonfield. Again, really nobody able to contain. Jones sends it over looking for Krause. Krause trying to look for Kashuk. Now check that. That's James Jelani. So Jelani James. Jelani James getting his first action today. And they find James. James on the near sideline. And it goes out, and it'll be a Haddonfield throw. Substitution for Haddonfield coming into the game now. Exiting the game is going to be number 25, Justin Skiba. Can't see the number. I believe that's number 9 checking in for Haddonfield. That's Brendan Warner, the captain. Still no score. Not the offensive duel that we're used to seeing out of these teams. They're playing it tight. They played it tight a couple weeks ago. 2-1 overtime win off the foot of Tommy Sheehan as Tyra Jones takes a shot from about 25 yards out, goes through the goalpost, but not through the net.
The Lady Knights have won the first game of their contest, which is going on at the school right now. The one game won 25-14. You know, Coach McPherson was concerned, you know, because now you're trying, when it's a statewide tournament, you're not necessarily going to see or have footage of everybody when it gets to that type of game. I think Mr. Feeney actually was one of his extended
Lakeland.
Was one of his extended coaching staff who goes on his scouting trips for him.
A lot of scoring in volleyball, not so much over here.
Nature of the beast.
Yep. It's your stereotypical soccer game here. Not a lot of scoring.
At least the sun came back out.
Tommy Sheehan with a shot. A little bouncing shot swallowed up there by John Baxter. Tricky little knuckleball shot there by Tommy Sheehan. Got a little bit of space, took advantage of it, took a shot, but Baxter equal to the task.
Sterling has definitely carried the offensive pace here the last 10 minutes. Now, as I say that, here comes Haddonfield. But they're 2-1-5 right here, so it's
Dugan doing work against John Kraus. And Kraus wins that bat.
Throw and throw. The Haddonfield crowd does not agree, but just throw and throw.
We have our field mic positioned right in between the two.
Yeah, it's kind of like the demilitarized zone.
Yeah, we'll call that the DMZ. It's right in between the Sterling crowd and the Haddonfield crowd. So you'll hear oohs and ahs, and then you'll hear ooh. We'll let everything. Kraus throws it in on the restart. Johnny James checking into the game. And he's playing that right wing position. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be a off James, and it'll be a Haddonfield throw.
Okay, here's Mr. Long throw again from the 50.
Nice throw. Still gets a lot of air underneath. That's amazing. The throw is shot. They're blocked.
30 yards just about every time he throws that ball.
Sheehan now switched to the far side. Hands it over to Kosh.
Go.
Looking for Jelani James. He's got to get on his horse to stop it. The turf is going to push it out of bounds.
Yep.
Well, that's on a grass field.
Yeah,
that's going to stop dead at the end line, but because of the turf field, I think that goes over the end line for six. Yes, under 14 minutes left to go in a scoreless second half. Volleyball, one game, one, and now Tommy Sheehan going up the far side. He's got numbers the other way, and another shot by Tommy Sheehan. He knows he probably could have put more on. He's disgusted with himself a little bit, but Baxter eats it up. He had a man to his left and a man to his right, and he chose to take the shot. Back and forth we go, and coming back the other way is Dugan. Dugan dispossessed. Great job there by John Kraus, who's done a great job all afternoon defensively and even trying to spark some of the offense. Haddonfield controlling inside the 20, and now it's going to be a foul coming out the other way. A free kick for Sterling. You can hear Mr. Mottola pretty much anywhere at any game. I'm sure you use that with baseball a lot.
Absolutely. It's great to see Mr. Mottola here. You know, no more Mottolas left for the Sterling. Last kid, Andrew, graduated last year.
All the way down in Arizona.
Yeah. He's doing well. I just talked to him during halftime. But Mr. Mottola's still coming out to support kids.
I'm sure if Andrew was around for this, I'm sure he would have been here.
Oh, yeah, I see a couple other his henchmen are here from last year's graduating class.
The number of games that we did on both Channel 19 and Sterling Radio where you could hear Mr. Mottola far and above the rest of the crowd cheering on the Knights. And
there's a giveaway.
Now a huge turnover, and fortunately a shot by Brandon Werner goes wide. Otherwise, that was dangerous. I don't think Werner realized how much room he actually had there. And the shot goes wide, and it'll be a six kick for Sterling. And to give our principal, Mr. Napoleon, a game update. He knows what's going on here because he's standing right in front of us, but he does not know the volleyball update. John Kraus heads it out of the way. Sterling again moving from left to right here in the second half. Kashuk looking for Alviar. Alviar sends it over to Sheehan. Sheehan for Zarita. To Jones. Jones trying to make a run.
Kashuk. Shot blocked. And now controlled by Zarita. Zarita has some room here. He's going to take it. And finds Nascimento. And a shot goes wide, high over the bar. And Tommy Sheehan. And update from volleyball. It's now 5-2 Sterling early in the second game. They won the first game 25-14. And again, if they do win, if Sterling hangs on to win game two and win the game, they will move on and host the 12 seed, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Not sure who that 12 seed is, but another North school, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. We saw that a lot last year with the girls' volleyball team after Hurricane Sandy. Five consecutive North Jersey games on the road, or I'm sure Mr. McPherson can add up the mileage and tell you. Nascimento, middle of the field, looking for Sheehan, who was wide open on the far side. But nice defensive play by Haddonfield's number five, Eric Callback. But Sterling now controls. Sheehan tries to go to the middle of the field, takes a shot, goes wide. And we're under 10 minutes left to go, still waiting for the first goal of the game.
Sterling is definitely carrying the offensive end here. For most of the second half, they've been carrying it.
Yeah. 50-50 ball won by Haddonfield. And now they have numbers going the other way. A handball against Sterling. And that's going to give Haddonfield a free kick about 35 yards out. Under 9 minutes left to go here in this second half. Haddonfield to take. It's going to be Peace taking the kick. Peace takes the kick at around the 20-yard line. Low line drive hits the wall, and he's going to run down and chase it himself. Peace is going to try to send it in. He's not. He's going to have a throw, and wise move because of the way he throws the ball. Throws a beautiful ball into the middle of the field. Heads it in, and it's going to go. It's going to be a whistle. I was wondering why everybody stopped, because that looked like a dangerous ball. But it's going to be a foul against Haddonfield, and Sterling gets a free kick coming out.
Yeah, that was a dangerous opportunity there.
That was almost in slow motion.
Yeah. That's really the way you want that throw to go. They were really way up in the air. Oh, there's almost a break for Tommy Sheehan.
Yeah, bad bounce for Haddonfield. Almost gives Tommy Sheehan a breakaway. And now winding up and taking a shot, hitting a defender in front. And now shot by Ula. And the ball goes into the net. However, it is a foul the other way against Sterling just outside the 18. That's why you didn't hear a huge reaction from the Sterling contingency. I don't think I've ever seen a crowd this big at a high school soccer game.
Oh, this is great. This
really, really good crowd here this afternoon.
Especially for a Friday afternoon. You know, I mean, being teachers, we're off because of the teachers' convention. But, you know, for all these parents and neighborhood people to come on out, it's really great.
A lot of it has to do with the rivalry between these two schools over the years. I think they'd be out either way because it's a South Jersey Group 2 playoff game, but more so that it's these two teams. John Krause doing work right now. It goes off of him and out of bounds. He was working against Wyatt Dugan. And now a substitution for Haddonfield.
Mr. Throwin is coming over to grab the ball.
Colin Setzer are going to take a break right now, and Justin Skiba going to check into the game. Luke Peace to throw it in. About his sweet spot, about 25, 30 yards out. The throw in by Peace is a low, again, another line drive right at the feet of Sterling. And they kick it out and clear it. Back out to their defenders. And an offside position is John Alemi for Haddonfield, and it will be a Sterling free kick. Haddonfield defense
Looks like the tables have turned a little bit here. Luke Peace bringing up with plenty of room, trying to do work against Tyler Jones. Fancy footwork, but Jones wins the battle. Over to Alviar. Alviar looking for Nascimento. Working against Peace, but Peace sends it up to the far side.
That's going to go out.
Looking for Alemi on that far side. He just goes off his foot out of bounds. Then more 50-50 play here on that far sideline. Deflects off of a Sterling Knight. And now Haddonfield controls, making a move, sending it across. It got a man in front. It was kicked out of harm's way there by John Krause. Can't say enough about the job that John Krause has done in this game defensively. And a trip. We got all ball was Albert Perrow. And a shot just goes wide, and they're calling a corner kick.
Yeah, Tyler Blair tipped it and went off the top crossbar from about 40 yards out.
Under 5 minutes left to go, a corner kick for Haddonfield.
It's a big play here with less than 5 minutes left here in the second half.
Wyatt Dugan to take the corner kick on the far side. Dugan sends it in. Bound takes a bounce. Another bounce. Bounces around inside the six. And a whistle coming the other way. And Sterling the quick to restart. Crisis averted if you're listening at home and fan of the Silver Knights. They had real issues on that last turnover. Now break the other way for Tommy Sheehan. Coming off his line is the goalkeeper, and diving attempt by Tommy Sheehan. Just about a step and a half behind as Baxter, very aggressive, comes off his line and snares it.
Uh-oh.
Now coming back the other way.
I'm sorry about all the others. Now we're going end to end now. I don't know whether a little bit of
fatigue
is happening or.
Haddonfield sends it up. John Krause working against Wyatt. Now, a little bit of space. I think it's going to be one of those situations, Dan, where the first team to make a mistake is going to lose this game. Tommy Sheehan working one on three if you count the goalie, but the goalie comes out and plays it. Just goes to show the speed of Tommy Sheehan. Volleyball update. Sterling leading 14-7 over Lakeland, so it looks like they've found their groove here in the second game. Sterling, I believe, was down 9-6 in that first game, Dan?
Yeah, and then they just went on a long run.
And that happens in volleyball. Those games are over before you can blink. And especially if you have a team that goes on a run. And now the dual substitution coming into the game for Sterling. Justin Ford giving Alviar a break.
It's really a big style change between the speed of Alviar and the size of Ford.
Tommy Sheehan making a run on the far side. Crosses it.
There it is.
A nice save there by Baxter. A diving save by Baxter, and he's able to jump on it on a beautiful cross by Tommy Sheehan. Keeps this game scoreless with 2.25 minutes left to go in the second half.
Yeah, he had his man. Ford was right there. Just a great play by the goalie.
Haddonfield trying to clear it. Goes off of Tommy Sheehan. And Baxter bounces all the way back to him as we are under 2 minutes left to go in the second half between Sterling and Haddonfield. Still no score.
That's going to be on Tyler Jones for coming up over the back.
Yeah, he was basically piggybacking the Haddonfield midfielder. I think it's safe to talk about overtime right now, Mr. Farr. We talked a little bit about this at halftime. We didn't want to say the O word, but...
Yeah, well, we're not there yet.
not quite there yet. Now a free kick for Haddonfield. Under 90 seconds left to go. Haddonfield, everybody lined up at the Sterling 18. The kick by Peace from the 45 goes in, headed away. Now Sterling looking to clear, and they do. Luke Peace sends it in again. And, however, offside. Wyatt did not like the call. but it is the correct call. Wyatt Dugan did not like that call at all, but it was about a step and a half, at least from where we're standing. It looked to be about a step and a half offside, under 60 seconds left to go in the second half.
Let's see if Sterling can put one more offensive run in here.
Sterling looking for Tommy Sheehan on the far side. Can he put one in?
Space.
Sheehan with a little bit of space blocked nicely by Peace, and it goes out of no, this stays in bounds. And Haddonfield looks to counter. Sterling wisely throws it out or kicks it out of bounds and forces a throw by Haddonfield. Under 10 seconds left to go. Long throw in. Sterling heads it out of harm's way. And that's how we're going to end the half, I believe. It is kicked out to midfield, and that's how it's going to end. Still scoreless after the second half.
And while the teams meet for a few seconds here, set up their strategies, I'll give you another update from back at Sterling. The Lady Knights are up now 18-9 in game two. And as I'm watching now, 19-9.
So, barring a miracle, looks like Sterling girls volleyball going to advance to the next round, where they will face the 12 seed. And those of you listening at home on Sterling Radio, break down how the overtime rules go here. It's a 2 10-minute halves, golden goal, which means whoever scores first wins. And after that, because we are in a playoff format, they will go to penalty kicks if it's still scoreless after those 2 10-minute periods of time, which I'm not really a huge fan of in soccer or in hockey or whatever. I just think you play until somebody scores. But the way this game's going, we could be here until Sunday.
That's true.
But either way, Dan, a great game played by both teams. Very defensive.
Yeah, it's exactly as ways was advertised to us. You know, it's the two contrasting styles, exactly what we were told would happen, basically happen. The field didn't come into play at all, you know, so being on the turf as opposed to the grass didn't, or hasn't yet, I shouldn't say. It hasn't yet been an issue. Great crowd. Chilly weather. I'm starting to smell turkey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, hey,
time of year.
I hear you. Only Thanksgiving, only what 3 short weeks away. Of course, we have the Spirit Week coming up, leading into the Thanksgiving
Spirit
Eve
Week
game.
Homecoming.
Homecoming, the whole night. So basically the whole week leading into homecoming is going to be interesting, as it always is at Sterling. The Thanksgiving game, now that we're talking about it, is Wednesday night, Thanksgiving Eve, against Collingswood. Game time, 7 o'clock. We'll have a coach's show for you at 6:30. The head coach of the boys' basketball team, Rob Atteen, checking into the booth right now, wants to see what's going on.
Go Knights.
That is a Go Knights, a hearty Go Knights from Coach Atteen. Boys' basketball coming off of a South Jersey Group 2 final appearance last year against Medford Tech. And as we watch, the Sterling is now currently up 23-10 in the girls' volleyball game. Two 10-minute overtimes, golden goal, and then it will be a go to a penalty kick situation if it gets to that point. And now a final as we watch it. Sterling defeats Lakeland 2-0, and they will advance to face the number 12 seed in the tournament. kudos to, I'd like to thank Sean Clank, our athletic trainer, for the updates. And also thanks to Mr. Mays and Mr. K.
For, Mr. Mays, a shout-out.
Mr. Mays, a shout-out. Our technology guru for getting all this technology. It's not only from the streaming audio standpoint, but also the streaming video, which is twice as difficult as streaming audio.
And now we're doing product deal today. We're doing both simultaneously. So,
is there a third sport we can do in Bat for the Cycle? Or is there...
Look at the girls' next opponent. For volleyball will be Caldwell.
Caldwell, that's way up there too.
But it won't matter. It'll be at Sterling. May even be Monday. I'm not sure exactly what that is. If I get word, I will pass it on to you.
Either way, it will be at Sterling. We will have it for you on Channel 19 and quite possibly Sterling High School Radio. You can stay tuned to our Twitter feed, which is at Knights Radio, for all the updates. Just tweeted out a couple updates from this game and also the girls' volleyball update. So, and we are just about underway here in this first overtime period between Haddonfield and Sterling. Sterling controls are going to move from right to left. And we'll see if the play shakes up a little bit more than we had. We saw it break down a little bit in there in that second half. Nascimento controls. Sends it over to Jones to his right. Jones to his right again for Ula. Ula looking for Nascimento. Finds him. Finds Tyler Jones. Jones trying to create space right in the middle for Kashuk. And he is dispossessed, and Haddonfield comes back the other way. Alemi, plenty of room on the far side, sends it up. He's got a man streaking on the near side, and Werner, the Sterling defense equal to the task, and Zarita clears it out for the Knights. And Werner has it go off of him, and for a Sterling throw-in. So again, the format is 2 10-minute overtime periods. It is a golden goal. First one to score wins.
You sure about that, sir?
I'm just making sure. 90% sure.
Okay.
If I'm wrong, you can dock my pay. Sterling trying to send it in. Nice job there. By
changes. It used to be 2 10-minute periods, no matter what. You played the full 10, but or full 20, I should say. But there could have been changes. I'm not sure.
Now you have me second-guessing myself. Happens a lot.
I know our AD has probably had to run. He probably had to run back to
volleyball. He was here. He stopped in here for a heartbeat.
Yeah,
and then went back to. He's all over the place. Matt Sheehan doing a great job. This is a busy time of year. You have the fall sports winding down. You have the winter sports just getting ready to fire up. Swimming will start next Friday.
It really feels like swimming season.
Yeah, you're not kidding. It'll be 70 degrees by the middle of next week. Don't worry.
We got a corner here for Haddonfield.
Taking the corner is Brendan Werner. 7.5 left to go in this first overtime period. Werner with the corner.
This is going to be that bender again.
Werner sends it in, does bend in towards the 18.
Uh-oh.
And it's bouncing around and cleared out by the head of Sterling. And they will back everybody out, trying to push Haddonfield off sides. Ball way up in the air around the 18. And goes off a couple nights and then cleared out. Again, clearing it up and out is Sterling. Sheehan trying to make a run. And Sheehan in an offside position. No call from the official. And now they do call it. The official did not have his hand up. I know the coaching staff for Haddonfield was calling for it almost immediately. In fact, I was shocked. Tommy Sheehan was probably 2 or 3 yards offsides. I was surprised when they touched the ball that it was not initially called. But you mentioned that late whistle, Danny.
Yeah, I just don't know whether maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. They're supposed to wait until they're absolutely sure before they call it. I guess there's no reason it has to be so immediate. There's a push.
Ooh. Zarita trying to do work. Hadfield with a break now, an opportunity. It goes off of Sterling's Jordan Evans, and it will be a corner kick for Hadfield. Luke Peace going to take the corner. Stiff breeze blowing from left to right. Now check that. That's Wyatt Dugan going to take the corner. Dugan's corner on the way. Headed into the net and saved there nicely by the Sterling netminder, Tyler Blair.
Got a head on that one, but it really wasn't a dangerous head. He was right back to the center of the goal, and Tyler really had no trouble with that one.
Koscheck, plenty of space and plenty of time. Now he just hands it off to his back, Zarita. Zarita moving up with the ball, looking for Nascimento, and he could find him. Nascimento, able to control by the end line, looking for some help. Kicks it back to Zarita. Zarita being pressured, and it goes out of bounds, and it will be a Sterling throw. Initially, the official said it was going to be a Hadfield throw and then changed his mind. And a substitution coming into the game, and they're going to send in Justin Ford.
There's that height again looking for, I'm sure. You can watch this ball. He's probably going to want to put it right around the six-yard mark and find Justin's head.
Tyler Jones to throw it in. The throw.
It was.
Punched out of bounds by the goalkeeper. Tries to save it. He cannot. It's going to be a corner for Sterling. And they're looking to restart right away while the goalie's out of position. And here comes the corner kick for the Knights. From the leaves. The corner bent in. Ooh. Keeper comes out and makes a save. Still out of position. And he swallows it up. Bedlam in front of the net of John Baxter, but he's able to hang on to it.
I think they must have called an offsides or something there, too, because the goalie just gave away a push because the goalie just rolled the ball out. I was wondering what was going on there for a second.
Well, that's a foul, I believe. It was either a foul or hard to be offside in that.
Yeah. Well, true, yeah, but there was some kind of call there. Now, from about 10 yards out now, they'll have a free kick.
4 minutes left in this first overtime period. Still tied. 0-0. Someone's going to win this game 1-0. The winner of this game will face either West Deptford at West Deptford or Haddon Heights right around the corner. Sterling looking for a break, looking for Tommy Sheehan, but Luke Peace, we've called his name quite a bit today. He's done a phenomenal job on both ends of the ball. Able to intercept. Sterling back now the other way. Ula looking for Sheehan. Intercepted there by callback.
It's Polo.
Now John Kraus looks to send it in.
Ooh, there's
and
Ford.
A head ball. And Ford into the net. Off the post. Justin Ford, a diving header, goes off the far post and right into the arms of John Baxter.
I don't know how that ball came out at that angle. That was a strange rebound.
Unbelievable. 1 inch the other way, and it's in the back of the net. And this game is over. Now watch the counter the other way. Very unlucky, and Justin Ford's got a smile on his face.
That must have just come off the front. Because these posts are not round. These posts are square. It must have just come off that front corner.
There's shot there by Blair. Goes through the arms of Blair on what would have been a routine save, but now they give up a corner. Unbelievable action here in the last couple minutes on both sides of the ball. And now an opportunity for Hadfield to end this and move on to the semifinal round. Brendan Werner will take the corner on the far side. 2:08 and counting left to go in this first overtime period. Werner with the corner. Low line drive headed out by the Sterling defense. And they look to counter. Tommy Sheehan is now one-on-one. The other way, can't control it off his chest. And it slows down the counterattack. Otherwise, it was one-on-one the other way. Jones back in. Sends it to Sheehan. Sheehan double teamed. Going to move to the middle of the field. Try and find some space. He can't find anything, and Peace clears it out.
Again, I still don't know how that ball came off that post.
Must have been the rotation of the ball. And it fell right into the hands of John Baxter. 1.25 minutes left to go in this first overtime period. The first real opportunity came just moments ago off the head of Justin Ford. Now, Haddonfield looking to counter. Werner doing work on the near side, sends it right in the middle. Man wide open. And the shot taken there by Colin Setzer is deflected and cleared out of the way. John Krause now to the far sideline. He's got some room. And he's got some speed. Krause looking for the counterattack. Slows it up. And Haddonfield will now take over with 35 seconds left to go. Nice diving save there by the Sterling defense. And now it's Tommy Sheehan. Sheehan going down the far sideline. Goes off a Haddonfield defender and out of play. It will be a Sterling throw with under 20 seconds left to go. They got to hurry up. Sheehan takes a look at the clock. 13 seconds left to go. And I'd be surprised if they get a shot here. And Paulo tries to send it in, and it's deflected around, and a weak shot at the buzzer. And that will be it for the first overtime period. Sterling and Haddonfield still scoreless. Nil-nil, as they say, Mr. Farr.
Nil-nil. Still baffled as how that did not come off post and into the goal. I'm looking at these goals. They may have rounded posts, which even makes it more
bizarre.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, it must have been the rotation that he put on the ball. And I'm not a physics major by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, 1 inch the other way, and that ball's in the back. And then initially, I thought it had deflected off that far post.
And in.
And in.
From our angle, that's what it, but it did. It came right back at him, at the goalie. And at first, I thought maybe the goalie was inside the net, but he wasn't. He was a couple steps off of that goal line. Very strange bounce.
This just in from Athletic Director Matt Sheehan. Volleyball will host Caldwell High School on Tuesday at 4:30. So congratulations to Coach McPherson, the rest of his coaching staff, and the players on another playoff victory. They will advance to face Caldwell High School again on Tuesday at 4:30 at Sterling High School. Here, we're just looking for a goal. And we have one more 10-minute overtime period. Will be a golden goal situation, sudden death, if you will. And then we will go to penalty kicks to decide this South Jersey Group 2 quarterfinal matchup between Sterling and Haddonfield. Both teams have had their opportunities, but I think Sterling in that first overtime had probably the best opportunity of the game off the head of Justin Ford. Went off the post and right back into the arms of the Haddonfield goalkeeper. They will switch ends. Sterling will move left to right now. Right,
and have the wind. So the wind is at Sterling's back now. Not that seems like it has played much of an effect today, but let's go!
That would have been a heck of a goal. That was SportsCenter quality if that had gone in.
He probably still would have been dancing, too, knowing
Now, he plays baseball for you as well. And
he does.
I'm sure that he's you get to hang out with him for about 3 or 4 months out of the year in the spring.
Justin's an interesting character.
Haddonfield will get ball first here as we move to it says on the scoreboard, the fourth quarter. And we are underway in the second overtime period. Winner of this game again will move on to face either West Deptford or Haddon Heights. Sterling controls on the far side. Sheehan trying to send it up. And it's deflected out of bounds and will go over the fence and almost hit the houses behind us. Or behind the benches, rather.
It's actually another school back there, I believe.
Shane controlling. Looking for Paulo. Nice little spin move from Nascimento. Still controlling. And cross right in the arms of the goalkeeper for Haddonfield, John Baxter, who's been busy in the last 10-15 minutes here.
Uh-oh.
More uh-ohs for Mr. Farr because
catch myself saying uh-oh.
The counterattacks. Haddonfield sends it up.
Pretty much whenever you hear an uh-oh, that means there was a misplay by a Sterling athlete.
Not that we're playing favorites by any stretch of the imagination. A deep throw in the Sterling end. Looks like Tyler Jones is going to take that throw in.
Just throw it into his goalkeeper.
I have to wonder if these teams are content going to PKs and settling this in PKs. I wouldn't want to.
No, I wouldn't want to either, but this has been as evenly matched probably as you possibly could ask for.
And for the most part, the regular season contests have been the same.
This could be true. Okay. Tyler Blair's got it. Always a little scary when you had a high volley in there and it took a high bounce out there for Blair, but he handled it.
Speaking of high bounces, they're off the head of Justin Ford. Five defenders back for Haddonfield as they kick it out of bounds, and it will be a Sterling throw. John Krause will throw it in. Krause throws it in to Tyler Jones. Jones, the far side for Zarita. Zarita, with plenty of time and space, brings it inside the 18. Looking for Tommy Sheehan. Sheehan finds a man right in front and right into the arms of John Baxter.
Beautifully set up. Great shot. But it hit him right in the chest. Goalie had great positioning. Perfect angle.
Unbelievable. I believe that was that was that Javit?
I think it was Javit, yeah.
Javit Eula had a golden opportunity and a beautiful setup by Tommy Sheehan, and he shot it right into the chest of John Baxter. Haddonfield looking to go the other way. Momentum, you would think right now, is all for Sterling. Krause up the other way. Finds Koscheck. Koscheck looking for Sheehan. Overshoots him, and Haddonfield controls. Peace clears it out.
Good up.
Back to Jones. Jones looking for Sheehan again, just a little too short. And again, it's Peace, who's all over the field tonight. And Haddonfield looking to go the other way. Cleared out by Sterling. And now a mistake by Haddonfield will give Sterling the ball. John Krause will throw it in on the near sideline with 6:20 left to go here in this second overtime period. Still no score. Sterling going to make a substitution here. And we have a player down.
So he's cramping. He's trying to stretch out a calf.
Koscheck?
Yeah, I think that's back from the last play a few minutes ago. Okay, so Koscheck limps off the field on his own power. He's like he's still having trouble loosening up that right calf.
Koscheck does go off the field.
John Krause is going to throw it in here. Paulo Nascimento over to Hoff. Trying to chip up Ford. Ford trying to play body position, but he uses too much elbow.
He is a big boy out there. You know that from baseball.
No, he knows how to use his body size. That's his game. It's not going to be a speed game with him. He knows he's got good foot skills and height.
And he almost used his head to end this game. He was about a half inch shy of making this a 1-0 Sterling victory. And Ford diving in to try and send it back to defenders, and he cannot. Now Haddonfield's going the other way. They have a man streaking right down the middle of the field, and almost getting there was Matt Fell.
And now it's going to be cleared out. Jones trying to make a move. And he is tripped up at midfield. No call. He's looking for a call from the official. Not going to get it. And now it's Haddonfield the other way. Zarita. Clears it in the middle of the field. Not where you want to be. But Kraus able to bail him out. And here comes Sterling the other way. Hoff in his feet. He can't find it. And now Sterling clears it way past midfield. And Tommy Sheehan, the lone knight back. He has Ford right in the middle of the field, but he also has a man streaking going down the near sideline. Is John Alvear. They can't find him. And Zarita's tripped up. No call, but still stays in bounds.
Oh, there's going to be... Ooh. Oh, no.
Zarita pushed Peace right out of the way, and now it's Sheehan. Sheehan tees it up, and it goes just wide.
Should be a corner.
And they're calling a six kick. They're saying it's a six, not a corner. And now the official is having a word with some of the Sterling bench on that far sideline. That's got to be a warning. Oh, somebody's not happy over there, and that's Koscheck, who just took all of the little cones and threw them all over the place.
Hey, keep your head here. Last couple of minutes, you saw Jones trying to beg for a call. It's not time to worry about that kind of stuff. You know, you only got 3 minutes left in overtime here. Can't let your head get the better of you.
Koscheck is on the bench still. Did not like that last call, and now is cleaning up his mess on the sideline. Under 3.5 left to go here in the second overtime. Tommy Sheehan 1-on-3, but we've seen this before. Sheehan inside the 18, going to fire, take a shot. It's blocked by Peace, and it goes out of bounds for a throw-in deep inside Haddonfield territory. 3:15 left to go in the second overtime. We are about 3 minutes away from a shootout. A penalty kick situation, but Sterling does not want to get it to that point. Let's end it here. Jones, the throw-in. Right inside the 18, headed out by Peace. And cleared out of the way by Brennan Werner. Off the head of Zarita. Ball just laying at midfield. Haddonfield looking for somebody to pass to. And Jones is there. Jones for Nascimento. Nascimento looking for Sheehan. Back to Jones. Jones finds Ford. Ford coming to the near side, and is cleared out by Haddonfield's Will Connell. Hoff finds Ford. Ford using the body. A couple nice moves. Looking for Sheehan on the far side. Looks like all the offense runs through Tommy Sheehan as we approach the two-minute mark of the second overtime period.
Haddonfield's kind of sitting back here, letting Sterling handle the ball. That could be a mistake.
Sheehan with a weak shot, deflected away, and now Kraus intercepts. Kraus with another shot, goes off the crossbar of the
football crossbar,
not to be confused with the soccer crossbar. Lots of posts here.
So it's about 3 feet or so above the soccer goal.
Caught an ooh and an ah from the crowd because you heard the ping, but it was, I'm sure from our left it was kind of hard to see if it was off the goal post or if it was off the soccer post. Six kick on the way past midfield, headed away by Jones. Jones repossesses, looks to make a run, and he finds a man in Ula. Kevin Ula bouncing around inside the 18 on a nice play, and is swallowed up there by John Baxter with under a minute to go. Sterling really controls now, but now they have a foul going the other way. 50 seconds, and will be a Haddonfield restart just past midfield. They're going to move everybody up as Peace comes in. Luke Peace will take his time here wisely. With about 30 seconds left to go, this could be the last opportunity for either team
The kick on the way by Peace. Low line drive. Sterling just looking to clear it out. And they do, but it's to the middle of the field.
Good job by Justin Ford to get up and get that out of bounds.
I was just going to say the same thing. We are about to tick down to 10 seconds. One last run by Peace. Peace throws it in right inside the 18, and it's headed out of danger. One last shot, and it is snared by Tyler Blair. That would have counted had it gone in. It seemed like the last 3 seconds took an eternity, but we will now head to PKs. Unbelievable by both teams. It's a shame somebody's got to lose this game, Danny.
Yeah, this is kind of the unnecessary or the necessary part of soccer. You know, like you said, we could be here all night the way these two teams are evenly matched. Now somebody's going to – it's probably going to just take a good save by one of the keepers. You know, that's usually how this turns out, or a mistake by one of the strikers. Not sure here whether – I would assume it's like best of five maybe. If Mr. Sheehan is listening, maybe he could text us over. But I think it's...
I believe it is five.
Best of five, and then if it's still tied, then they go one.
And they just go one. It's
back and forth.
Based on innings. They do it like an inning kind of thing.
Sterling's football team... Haddonfield's football team is shut up. I guess they're getting close to their practice walkthrough time. They must have a game tomorrow.
Yep. So we will head to a shootout here as Tommy Sheehan heads to center, to midfield rather, as well as John Alemi, one of the Haddonfield captains, and they will do the coin toss and talk about the rules and the South Jersey Group 2 quarterfinal will be decided by penalty kicks. And like you said, Danny, it's been a pretty evenly matched game throughout. And it really is a shame that somebody has to lose this game.
We'll see which goalie can make something happen here.
And both goalies making very, very good saves throughout the game. Tyler Blair had a couple really nice saves, but John Baxter had that one beautiful diving save that he made in that second half to keep it a scoreless game. But it's going to, I think it's advantage offensive player. I think that the goalies are at a huge disadvantage in this, and I hate to see these games come down to penalty kicks, but a lot of pressure on the shooter as well.
Yeah, goalie's basically going to guess. I'm going to guess left or right.
It's a 50-50 shot.
It's usually the way it happens. And as a ball striker, you pick a corner, you know, and hit it as hard as you can.
Yep.
I mean, that's basically the way I used to do it. And, and I by no means was a great soccer player, but it was just, you know, obvious.
All fans have to remain to the respective sides. Nobody's allowed close to 50. All fans have to remain on the respective sides.
The Haddonfield fans are trying to defect over into the Sterling sideline.
The forward is the Haddonfield side. 50-yard line closest to the forward.
The athletic director, Lefty Banos, just telling all the Haddonfield fans to stay on their side, all the Sterling fans stay on their side.
Yeah, keep the demilitarized zone.
Oh, my
open.
Goodness. And again, my field mic is the Mason-Dixon line of of the two sidelines here. I'm waiting for both teams to head onto the field. The Bulldogs are standing at the 30-yard line. Sterling still on there. They just broke huddle. This would be a great opportunity if this was a Sterling home game to have the goal cam. And then Mr. K has, unfortunately, we don't have a mic that has about 350, 400 feet of, we don't have that much XLR cable this time around. I don't think we have any updates from the West Effort Haddon Heights game yet. If we do, I will pass it along to you. I'm going to try and refresh my browser here and see if NJ.com has any updates on that game. I don't think that they will, but the winner of this game will either travel to Haddon Heights or host, or excuse me, travel to West Effort or host Haddon Heights.
on or before November 12th.
If that game's at West Effort, that actually could be a night game tonight, too. You know,
yeah. Should be really warm for that one. As we wait for the penalty shootout.
Not sure why they need this long a delay. It's not like you need rest for the penalty kicks. It's almost like just building anticipation more than anything else.
And the Sterling players coming out to midfield is going to be Tyler Blair, Tommy Sheehan. That's Yavit Ula. And also Emery Koshik. Tyler Jones heading out as well. Tommy Sheehan will take the first kick. He's heading down to the left sideline. Also lining up is Eduardo Zurita at the 50-yard line. Tommy Sheehan will take the first. Tommy Sheehan against John Baxter. I don't know who the pressure's on more here. Is it the shooter or the goalkeeper? I would have to think the shooter
has. It's the shooter. I always felt that way. I mean, like I said before, the goalie's kind of guessing. So it's going to go hard one way or the other.
Sheehan is set up. The whistle as we get ready to go. Sheehan against John Baxter. Sheehan lines it up, hesitates, takes a shot, and it's off the crossbar. No good. Tommy Sheehan hesitated. Doinks it off the top of the crossbar and comes right down. Again, that's the second time we've seen the post not be Sterling's friend. Now it's Haddonfield's turn. John Alemi, the captain, up against Tyler Blair from Sterling. Alemi, straight on, takes a shot, and a goal. Alemi goes short side against Tyler Blair. Blair guessed correctly, but it's 1-0 Haddonfield after the first. Jogging onto the field now to the penalty kick stripe is going to be Eduardo Zurita, the freshman. The senior. Eduardo Zurita, the senior, going up against John Baxter. Tommy Sheehan, if you're just joining us, just hit the shot off the crossbar. No good. Real quick shot and a goal by Zurita. And it's tied in the overtime 1-1.
I like the way Zurita handled that one. No step. You know, he just put the ball down. Didn't even take a run to the ball. Just took one step and cracked it.
Luke Peace, the captain, on to shoot for Haddonfield. That was a real quick shot by Zurita. He didn't even hesitate. He just kind of took a couple steps back and maybe caught the netminder off guard, but it's going to be Luke Peace against Tyler Blair. Luke Peace approaches, hits a shot, and a goal. An absolute rifle to the left of Tyler Blair, and Haddonfield takes a 2-1 lead after two.
Blair had a shot at that one. He guessed the right way, but it was really hit. Struck very hard.
It's going to be Tyler Jones. Had a phenomenal game, the senior midfielder, against John Baxter. Jones, shot, and a goal.
Again, not hit extremely well. Was right down the middle, so caught the goalie diving a little to his right.
2-2, heading to the bottom half. Taking the shot, Matt Fell. Number 7 for Haddonfield. Sterling in need of a stop here. Matt Fell against Tyler Blair. Fell approaches, takes a shot, and a goal. I believe Tyler Blair may have got a fingertip on it, but it finds the back of the net. And Haddonfield retakes the lead, 3-2. Up walks Emery Koshik, the junior forward for Sterling. And it's getting down to crunch time here.
Oshik rests the ball down on the penalty stripe, gets the word from the official, and we are getting ready to go. 3-2, Haddonfield. This could tie it up. Koshik on his way. Stutter step, takes a shot, and a goal. Went to the right side of the goalkeeper. That looked like that almost was going to go wide. That's 3-3.
His little stutter step, though, showed him which way the goalie was going to go. So if you have that kind of body control to handle that, that's awesome.
Eric Kaulbach. The captain for the Bulldogs approaches, takes a shot, and off of Tyler Blair. He guessed correctly, but another one went off his foot and then his hand and then in. And it's 4-3. Haddonfield. Sterling must score here or it's all over. Yavit Ula has to score here to keep this South Jersey Group 2 playoff run alive. Yavit Ula runs up, kicks it, and in the back of the net, and they're still alive. 4-4, and Haddonfield can end it here. I believe it's Wyatt Dugan. Or no, it's Brendan Werner. Excuse me, it's Brendan Werner. A goal here can end it for the Bulldogs. 4-4. Penalty kicks. Werner approaches, takes a shot, and it's over. Brendan Werner ends it, and Haddonfield wins in penalty kicks. 5-4, and wins the game 1-0.
Yeah, we've said before, a tough way to end any good high school soccer matches with penalty kicks, and you have one mistake, and that's what that costs you. But it's been a great year, great season for the boys this year, Coach Marley's and all these senior leaders. A couple of guys are having a tough time on the field right now. I got to get them up, walk off that field proud. Played very well today. But when it comes down to penalty kicks, it's that one mistake, and it's only. And we go back to the goal that Justin Ford could have, you know, very easily scored. Just came off the post the wrong way. Yeah, there's not much you can do about that.
Real tough ending to this game for either. It's a shame, like I said earlier, it's a shame anybody had to lose this game. Both teams played hard. Both teams deserve to win this game. Unfortunately, only one can advance, and it will be the Haddonfield Bulldogs. And this is a tough one. This one's going to sting for a little while. Sterling had their opportunities. Their best opportunity probably came off of the head of Justin Ford with about 10 minutes or so to go, Danny, and went right off the far post and into the arms of the goaltender, who was down and out.
Right.
And then you hate to focus on a penalty kick, but Tommy Sheehan, right off the bat, hits one off the crossbar and out.
Yeah, and that's what
and
it
that
is.
And that was the difference.
Yeah, Coach Marley's put his top scorer out there to get the first goal in, to try and get the pressure off, you know. And he hit it strong. He just hit it off the post and then hit off the back of the goalie and didn't go in. You know, it's the way it bounces, you know.
So Haddonfield will advance to move on to face either West Deptford or Haddon Heights. That game will take place on Tuesday, and that will end the season for Sterling, who will graduate a number of seniors. Just going down the list here, Joe Gant, Zarita, Jeff Meyer, Lam Nguyen, Tommy Sheehan, Nascimento, Ula, Jones, Ford. And that's going to end their careers, and a tough way to go out. And that's pretty much just going to wrap it up here from Haddonfield High School. We're going to power everything down here. If you're listening at home, give us a couple minutes and you can listen to more action and more fun, more music on Sterling High School Radio coming up in a few minutes. As a reminder, tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m., football action right here on Sterling High School Radio as the Sterling football team looks to improve to 7-1 on the season as they get ready to travel down to Woodbury to take on the Thundering Herd. Dan Farr, as always, pleasure. Good times.
Always a pleasure. And also, we'll get there. We'll get you back after the football game. Don't forget, we have the girls' volleyball.
Yep.
We'll have their next round game on Tuesday afternoon. So I'm sure we'll be covering that on both the radio and the TV broadcast as well.
Absolutely. Kudos to Mr. K and Paul Mays back in the studio, doing a great job back there. Once again, the final score, Sterling falls to Haddonfield 1-0, 5-4 in PKs. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio coverage of live sports. We'll see you next time.